Now, back here on Earth, up to one in five people suffers from some form of chronic pain, and these sorts of conditions are notoriously hard to treat. But now scientists in London have made a breakthrough. They've used a component of the nerve-deactivating chemical Botox, this is called botulinum toxin, and they've linked it, like two Lego bricks, to a molecule of something that looks like the painkiller, morphine. Injected into the spinal cord, the construct docks with the pain nerve cells that are normally sensitive to opioid painkillers. These take the botulinum toxin inside, where it then selectively shuts down the transmission of just pain signals in that part of the spine for up to 3 months. UCL's Maria Maiaru discovered how to do it.
Pain is a huge global health problem and seriously affects the quality of life. Opioid drugs at the moment are considered to be the gold standard for pain relief, but there is little evidence that long-term use is effective in the treatment of chronic pain. Moreover, the body develops tolerance to repeated drug treatment, which necessitates higher dose to achieve pain relief. The body will also develop dependence and addiction. For all these reasons, we need more safe and effective drugs to treat chronic pain.
So how have you tried to go about doing this then? Because people have been trying to invent better painkillers ever since Bayer invented aspirin 100 years ago.
So we started from a work that was published about 20 years ago. In the spinal cord, we have a specific neuronal population that send this painful message, if you want, to the brain. So these people selectively killed this neuron in the spinal cord and provided pain relief. The same approach didn't translate into the clinic for human use because doctors are reluctant to use drugs that will kill your cells and your neurons. So to overcome this issue, we used the neurotoxin properties of the botulinum toxin to specifically silence but not kill neurons in the spinal cord.
So you can temporarily sort of knock out the nerve cells in the same way as a person who doesn't want wrinkles can inject a bit of Botox, which temporarily paralyzes the conversation between the nerve and the muscle, so the wrinkle irons out. You're saying go into the spinal cord and use Botox in the same way to temporarily interrupt the chemical conversation between the pain nerves so that the person still has their nerve intact, but they can't feel anything.
But we did this by using a Lego system to link the botulinum toxin to a specific molecule. In this case, is an opioid called dermorphine, to target neurons in the spinal cord that express a specific receptor used by morphine. So the compound can go inside the neurons and then silence the neuron without killing them.
Right. So what we have here is you're linking something that looks a bit like morphine with the component of the botulinum toxin so that it will bind onto the cells that would normally hear the morphine signal. And this will carry the toxin to just the cells that need to be deactivated.
Exactly. What the botulinum does, it just stops for a period the release of neurotransmitters. So the pain signaling that the neuron in the spinal cord is receiving is not traveling up to the brain. So you don't feel the pain anymore because the neuron that was responsible for the transmission of this information is now silent.
How do you get the construct of the morphine-like chemical with the toxin-like chemical into the nerves that need it in the first place?
We inject a tiny amount of the compound intrathecally in the spinal cord of our animal models.
And what sorts of pain states or pain syndromes have you investigated to see how good this is?
So we use two different preclinical models of chronic pain, a model of inflammatory pain and a model of neuropathic pain. And we found that a single injection of our compound reduces the pain hypersensitivity for up to 1 month and to the same extent as morphine.
So in other words, a person who, assuming you translate this successfully to human patients, a person who had one of your injections wouldn't need another one for a month.
Exactly. But we think we did some experiment in vitro, so on cell culture, and the fact it lasts for at least 100 days, so up to 3 months.
But do you not end up with a patch of the body which, albeit temporarily, does not have any ability to feel pain. So is there a possibility you could use this on somebody? They get a numb patch of skin that they could then injure quite severely because they're not aware that they're burning that bit of their skin, for example.
I'm glad you asked, because the pain relief that we achieve is not completely. So these mice are still able to discriminate what is an acute stimulation. We do not achieve a 100% of pain relief.
It's amazing, isn't it? Maria Maiaru with a new way to, as the old cliche goes, hit pain where it hurts. She's at University College London, and her study describing that discovery just came out in the journal Science Translational Medicine.